Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and each week at this time we gather for a spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. You are very welcome here, whether you're listening live or catching an archived version of the show. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And whenever you're tuning in, however you found us, I like to think you're here for a reason. I hope that something you hear in the next hour gives you a new perspective, makes you think, maybe strikes your curiosity and helps you move forward. Now, as you all know, the heart of my work is helping people who are in transition get spirit-led guidance about their next steps. And I often talk with people who feel that they're stuck in a cycle of negativity. Bad things, bad relationships, bad financial situations, things that just keep coming up over and over and over again. And they want to know, how can they get out from under? Why is this happening to me? Am I a victim in my own life? My guest today is author and inspirational speaker Robin Marvel. She knows firsthand what it means to step out of negative patterns, to reshape her reality, and to start creating the life that you desire. Before I bring Robin on the air, I want to ask you to visit fogcitypsychic.com. That's my little internet world. If you want to book a private session with me or explore one of the classes I offer, if you want to grab a free guided meditation or sign up for the Not So Monthly newsletter, which really is getting not so monthly. I may have to change the name of the Not So Monthly newsletter to the Not So Quarterly newsletter, but you can sign up for the newsletter, get a free guided meditation. All of that and more is at fogcitypsychic.com. The Out of the Fog Salon is coming up on Saturday, May 26th. So not this Saturday, but next Saturday. What that is an online gallery reading where everybody on the call gets a reading. And honestly, we all have a blast in the process. If you would like to spend part of your Saturday afternoon with a small group of like-minded people, get your own short reading from me and laugh and learn as you hear messages for others in the group, then you should check it out. Head over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on the online gallery reading link that's on the homepage. And now, author and motivational speaker Robin Marvel has taken the negative life situation she was dealt and turned them into motivation and purpose. Now she encourages others to turn their lives around by empowering them to release the past, remove the victim mindset, and start creating a life of purpose and meaning. With the release this year of her most recent book, Reshaping Reality, Creating Your Life, and her previous titles, Awakening Consciousness, A Woman's Guide, Awakening Consciousness, A Girl's Guide, and Awakening Consciousness, A Boy's Guide, Robin is reshaping consciousness worldwide. You can find out more about Robin and her work at robinmarvel.com. Robin, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you so much. You are somebody, an example of somebody who has turned a difficult beginning into really powerful work. And I'm wondering, what can you tell us about your journey, about how you began, about the circumstances that you overcame to get to where you are now?
Well, you know, my journey was one of quite a lot of drama and trauma, I guess I should say. You know, I grew up with a very dramatic childhood. My parents were extremely physically abusive, my dad to my mom, and which also led to a lot of kidnappings. You know, every night my dad would, they would go out to the bar and then they would fight, and then my dad would kidnap me, and we could be gone, we could be gone for a day. It just really varied. And of course, we would be sleeping in this car and parking lots and things like that. And we ended up, my mom did end up leaving him, but we went through many other men that were just as violent and just as abusive. And as I grew up, we've continued, my mom kind of continued that cycle until I was a teenager, but there was a lot of homelessness and a lot of just, you know, real tough environments of living in, to live in. And I ended up at age 15, I was lacking attention, the self-esteem, so I took alcohol and boys, and I found myself pregnant at age 16 and had my daughter at age 17. So it's kind of just going through the same cycle, you know, not the domestic violence shelter, but the cycle of low self-esteem and just kind of existing versus living. And that's really how my journey started out and brought me to where I'm at now.
Wow. There's so much. We were talking a little before we came on the air, and I know that you're a parent. I'm a parent as well. In that story, as I listen to you kind of intuitively as you're talking to me, there's so much uncertainty in that story. Where am I going to sleep tonight? Which parent am I going to be with? And is that parent going to be loving to me, or is that parent going, is there going to be violence? Is there something I need to run toward or something that I should hide from? There's so much uncertainty in that. Does that feel right to you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was a very uncertain situation growing up because it was so unstable. I mean, I think about that. The only stability I had was school, and I would switch schools every year too. So, you know, I just had that 1 year, you know, where I felt like we had that however many months you go to public school for, and we were, you know, that was where the stability lied. That was it. Because when I went home, who knew? I never knew.
Mm-hmm. Were there adults in your life at that time who saw what was going on and reached out to help?
Well, you know, I had a grandma, which was my dad's mom, and she would take us every weekend or every other weekend, and she was really compassionate and caring. And so I guess that was a constant in my life there. But other than that, you know, there weren't many adults that were, you know, jumping in to interfere or saying, you know, this isn't really healthy for kids to live this way. It was just kind of... you know, so that was about the only one, my grandma.
Mm. So how did those obstacles affect the work that you're doing now?
Well, you know, they've really been beneficial because I'm able to use the experiences that I faced, because I am fully aware that I'm not the only person who had a troubled childhood, and I'm not the only person who was a teen mom and has struggled. And so what I've been using, all of those negative situations that I was dealt as a child and in my teens, and I'm using them to go, you know what, let me show you, I've been there, I've lived this, I am living proof that you don't have to stay stuck in these cycles, that you can create your life, that you own your power, and let me show you how I did it, let me share with you how I did it. And so they've been, I mean, I couldn't do my work without the stories that I've been through.
And you show a real willingness to share, a real willingness to disclose. I talk to a lot of people who've had a lot of different, you know, situations growing up and living their lives as adults. And sometimes when people have gone through something very difficult, they just try to, like, cover it over it and pretend it didn't happen and move on. Is that an effective way forward?
Well, absolutely not. You know, I think that you need to face these situations. And otherwise, you know, you're just kind of sweeping it under the rug, and it's always still there, you know. And once you're able to actually look at the situation and heal it, forgive the situation and let it go, then you can free yourself from it. And there's no more wounded eye, and there's no more living as a victim to these circumstances. So I think that it's extremely important if you're moving forward in your life to face the situations. And I'm not embarrassed by anything that happened in my childhood. I'm more than happy to share with people or my teens, you know, because I know I made mistakes and I know that I took certain paths, but I also know that I use those to propel me to my life now. So, you know, it's really important to face those and look at them and accept them and know that, hey, you know what? There's 6 months of my life where I was drunk the entire time and I don't remember very much of it at all. But now I use that in my life now to look at it and go, you know what? That was a choice that I was making to cover up what, you know, I use it to, I search for my answers and able to heal and move forward from those situations.
Mm-hmm. And it also may allow you to meet people where they are.
Yeah.
You know, without that fear that you may be going to, you know, I could say something to you and then you wouldn't like me anymore. You'd think less of me because of what I had to say to you, because you meet me where I am.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, at robinmarvel.com, people can find out about your new book, which is Reshaping Reality, Creating Your Life. That's available on Amazon.com. You can even get it on your trusty Kindle if you are so inclined. And we're about to head into a break. And when we come back from that break, Robin, I want to ask you about the turning point for you, the time that came up when you decided to turn those negative situations into something that would give you motivation and purpose. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Robin Marvel from robinmarvel.com, and we'll be right back after this.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Go ahead, lean on me when times are bad. And you can lean on my guest too, Robin Marvel from robinmarvel.com. She's an inspirational speaker and author. Her new book is Reshaping Reality, Creating Your Life. And before we went to the break, Robin was sharing some of her personal story. And I wanted to ask you, Robin, what was the point in all this? When did the time come when you realized that you had a chance to turn this around?
Well, you know, it really happened when I was about 23 years old. And I remember, I was really spinning out of control. I was really following cycles. I was in a state of alcohol abuse, and I was just really a wild woman. And I remember looking around at my life, and I'll never forget it because, you know, it was so imperative to my life. And I just remember thinking, looking around at my house, in my house, and going, I don't want my story to play out like this. You know, like, I can fix this. I can change what I need to change. And I don't want to struggle. And I don't want to be this person that I am right now. So I had to look at my life and make that choice. And when I decided to make that choice, you know, it was game on. I made it. And I said, okay, this is how it's going to be. And I'm not saying it happens like the flip of a switch. I've had to work at it, and I still continue to work at it because it's a commitment, you know, to live your life in a positive place. I think that's a commitment that you have to make to yourself. And so that is really was a pivotal moment that I changed my life.
And how has making that change, how has that changed things for you? Where are you now that you wouldn't have been that if you hadn't made that switch?
Well, you know, I'm in a very happy place, and I live by that. You know, I think that if it makes you happy, do it. And I have so much more inner peace and self-strength and self-esteem than I ever have had in my life before. By being able to look at my life in the way that it was and go, okay, I'm willing to give all of this up to become the person that I want to be. And I'm not going to be this victim to circumstance like my mom is. And I'm not going to follow any of the patterns and the cycles of dysfunction that I grew up in. And it stops here, and I'm going to make it count, you know? And so it's definitely every aspect of my life is different because of the choices that I've made and that I continue to make in my life on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Do you hold any anger or any blame toward your parents for the choices that they made, for the people who maybe should have seen what was going on and weren't able to do anything to help?
You know, I absolutely do not. And I get asked time because, you know, it is a big deal what happened, but I hold absolutely zero anger. And number one, the reason why is because I don't want to harbor that emotion. Like, I look at what my mom did and what my dad did, and I think, you know what, they did what they could do at that moment, and I'm not going to hold them responsible for my life now. You know, if I'm walking around with this anger and resentment, then I'm poisoning myself, and I refuse to do that. So I've made the choice a long time ago to look at the situation and go, you know what, it wasn't good, but if I had to go through all of that to get to where I'm at right now in this moment, then I'm okay with it. And it's okay. You know, they did what they did. And, you know, they have backstories too. There's reasons why they did what they did. And finding that out was really helpful going through the forgiveness process and learning process of the whole situation and being able to, you know, let that go because they went through their own stuff too. Mm-hmm. So to sit around with anger and blame is, to me, is just a useless way to spend my time. And so, you know, I've forgiven and healed it, and I love them both very much. And I move forward with my life.
A very wise person once said to me that holding a grudge, hanging on to resentment, is like taking poison and then waiting for the other person to die.
Well, absolutely.
Do you think that anybody, starting now, starting from where they are right now, can anybody turn their lives around no matter what's happened before?
Well, that is just absolutely true. No matter what you face, you know, so many times in our life, we get wrapped up in this victim mindset and we live the rest of our lives through a wounded eye. I mean, if you had an alcoholic parent and they mistreated you. So when you're an adult, you're looking at it and going, oh, you know what? I'm going to drink myself every single night to a major drunk because my dad was mean to me when I was a kid because he was a drunk. I mean, how does that make sense? You know, you're just repeating that pattern in that wounded eye, which happens so much. And it makes no difference what has happened in your past. You know, you can use that and learn from it and take your lessons from it. And I'm not trying to sound like things that happened in your past are not important, because I understand that they have had quite the effect on a lot of people. But I think that if you stay living that past, you have no time to live your present. So it's really important for you to realize that you can change right now, right in this moment, and you might take those baby steps and you might slide back once in a while, but it's getting back up. You know, you have to be confident that you own this life. You know, you are in complete control right now, and I cannot say that enough to people.
Mm-hmm. Well, and especially when you're dealing with patterns, whether it's patterns of violence, patterns of addiction, patterns of sort of limited thinking, this is all that's available to me, there will never be anything else. It can be very hard. Sometimes people feel like they take a step forward and then take three steps back.
Right, and I've been there too. You know, I've gone through that, and I'm still going through that. Every once in a while, something will come up, and I'll be like, oh, I thought I was done with this. But no, you know, it's presenting itself again, and I need to look at it and get my lesson from it and move on. But so I think that that's really important for people to realize that. Like you said, you know, you might feel like you're taking three steps backwards, but you got to get right back up, and you got to keep working towards it, and you have to keep that commitment to yourself and living a life of motivation and purpose and leaving that past in the past so that you can live fully now.
I've heard you mention the wounded eye a couple of times, and I'm wondering, can you say a little bit about what that means? What is the wounded eye?
Yeah, the wounded eye is really living in that victim mindset. You know, like I was saying, you go through these situations in our lives. Like, we all face something. Like, for me, I faced, a teen pregnancy, okay? So I could have looked at that through my wounded eye and lived the remainder of my life going, you know what, poor me, I got pregnant young, so I'm going to quit school and I'm going to live off the government and I'm going to struggle the rest of my life. And the reason why is because I had a baby when I was 17 years old. That's why. It's not because I have no control over it, because this happened to me. So I constantly stay wounded, and I constantly stay in a state of blame for anybody, you know, whatever this, you know, I'm saying I'm pregnant, teenager, but I'm blaming that on, that's where my circumstance is. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
No. Okay.
It does. And there's that idea about, here I am, I'm a victim of my circumstance, and I'll show you. Right? Here's how I'm punishing you now for how horrible you were for me, because look at how unhappy I am now.
Yeah, and it just doesn't make any sense. You have to let yourself go and realize we all make mistakes. We all make choices that we look at and go, oh, I wish I wouldn't have did that, or I wish I could have changed it. But, you know, the point of power is right now, regardless of what you've done 10 years ago, yesterday, you know, 5 minutes ago. You have all the power in this very moment right now to take a hold of your life and do anything you want with it. And you are that powerful. So it's time to wake up and grab it.
Wow. What's one of the first steps people can take when if somebody's listening and they're going, well, yeah, this sounds great and I'm ready to wake up, but I don't know what to do and all this other stuff keeps dragging me back down. What's the first step I can take to wake up right now?
You know, the first step I tell everybody, and this is from my heart because this is the first thing I did, I had to learn self-love. And I know that it might sound simple to someone, like, oh, whatever, I love myself. But you know what? When you can truly look at yourself in the mirror and say I love you without the negative chatter, and you start building that self-confidence and that self-worth, your entire perspective of life changes. You know, you start demanding respect for yourself, from yourself, from other people, and you're able to really gain a sense of bliss, you know, a sense of fulfillment, because you're like, I'm worth this. I'm worth it now. And you can completely change every aspect of it in that manner. And that is the number one thing that I did, and that I tell anyone that asks me. I think that is the number one thing. You have to start with yourself and start building that self-love and self-worth, because believe me, you are worth it. And I'll tell everybody that, everybody I see, for the rest of my life, because I absolutely believe you are worth it.
Yeah. And that sometimes there's a way of thinking that we are supposed to look in the mirror and smile and go, I love myself. And if we just say it over and over enough times, it's true. And I think that what you're talking about, Robin, is something that's deeper, something that's a journey, something that's being willing to look at yourself as you really are, and not pretending to love yourself. A lot of people who've had difficult journeys, whether that's growing up or in their adult lives, might have a hard time even looking themselves in the eyes, right?
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, what are some of the little things we can do to remind ourselves that we love ourselves?
Well, some of the little things you can do is nurture yourself. You know, we have so many obligations. People work, and you have kids, and you have your home, and you have your spouse, and, you know, you have all of these things going on that you don't take the time to actually center with yourself. You're so busy trying to please everybody else and keep everybody content, and so you get so busy you forget about yourself. And I think that that's really important to slow down and take some time to do something you enjoy. And I mean, if it's 5 minutes reading your favorite book or getting on Facebook or whatever it is that makes, like, sit down and really think what makes you happy. But your core, not something that makes you happy. Like, it makes me happy when my husband likes the dinner I cook, because that's not for you. You know, I'm telling you, this is really has to be about you. And when I was growing up, when I was my mid-teens, early 20s, my aunt used to say to me things like that, you know, like, well, you have to be happy with yourself. What makes you happy? And I could never comprehend the separation between, you know, like, if my husband was happy, then I was happy. I gave so much of my happiness away. I gave so much of that to everybody and everything. Somebody's mean to you at the store, like, oh, my goodness, it's the end of the world. You know, you can't get a hold of yourself because you can't believe these people treated you this way. And they used to always say, it's not about you. You know, you have to find, happiness has to be deep in your core. It has to be about you. And that's hard for a lot of people. And I agree with that because, like I said, you know, you grow up with these beliefs that other people being happy makes you happy. The people you love are happy, you're happy. Mm-hmm. So I think that that is a really important way for people to start loving themselves, is to nurture themselves. And like I said, make it easy. You know, if it makes you happy to sit on the riverbank for 5 minutes, do it. Yeah. You know, whatever it is, listen to your favorite song. I'm just trying to think of some of the things that I enjoy to do. You know, my big thing, I love hanging clothes on the clothesline. it soothes my soul for some reason. I don't know why. I know it's so funny, but I do. So, I mean, that just brings me complete happiness. So I do it.
This is all good stuff. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is author and inspirational speaker, Robin Marvel. And we'll be right back after this.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I have boogie fever. I don't know what to do. I was waiting through the intro to hear what song that was going to turn out to be, and then it just cracked me up. I haven't thought of boogie fever in many, many years. But welcome back to Out of the Fog, the show where we boogie all the time, just in a spiritual way, in a metaphysical way, in a very demure and together way. My guest is Robin Marvel. She also has boogie fever, I'm afraid. You can find out more about Robin and her work at robinmarvel.com. And Robin, we've got a question from someone who's listening in North Dakota, and they're asking, how do we handle thoughts of lack and replace those? Do you have any tips about that?
Well, you know, I think a lot of times everyone goes through this because we're feeling like we're not enough, we're not good enough for whatever situation is. I think that that's referring to with the word lack there. And the most important thing is to start really focusing on healing yourself, on really finding that place within yourself of power. Because you might feel like you're not good enough because of maybe someone told you that, or maybe you feel like you're not at your full potential. But finding that sense of peace within yourself and finding out acceptance of yourself, finding that real, true authenticity of yourself can really help up those feelings of lack. You know, you're feeling like you're not good enough, but you have to realize you are everything. You know, you're the whole entire package just as you are. And just because someone else might not see it, or you might be, you know, doubting yourself in ways, it's really important to slow down and accept where you're at and who you are completely. And then if you want to make change, you feel like a lack because you're not a superior at your job or whatever, boss at your job. So you want to start maybe write a list of the goals to get you to that place. And that way you can really accept who you are and be okay with it. And that way it doesn't matter if anyone else is telling you you're not good enough, because you'll feel that way within yourself. And I really hope that that's helpful, because I think that's important for everybody, because I think that we all go through not feeling good enough at one point or another in our life.
Mm-hmm. And you're making me think, Robin, about how when thoughts of lack, that we're not good enough, we'll never have anything, there won't be enough, that those are very fear-based thoughts. And one of the best ways to fight fear is you fight back with love, you fight back with generosity. And so if a thought is coming to you, a listener in North Dakota, that says that you will never be good enough and you'll never have anything, I would fight back right away with an idea about what I could do to someone else, what I could give to someone else, what I can share that makes things better, what I can be generous with. Even if you don't have a dime, that may mean that you know, say to the person who's checking you out at the grocery store that they have nice earrings, right?
Right, yeah.
So it's something like that. I try to, in my own life, fight back those fear thoughts with love, with generosity. And what that does is it opens up a new perspective for you. It shows you a vista that's much bigger than what you're looking at when you're so caught in that negative pattern. Does that seem right to you too, Robin?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And, you know, I definitely understand people going through that and having those fear-based thoughts. Like you said, that makes complete sense.
Now, if you're listening on transformationtalkradio.com, you can go on the webpage, just like the caller in North Dakota did. You can go on the webpage there, and over in the right-hand corner, there's a button that says, I think it says instant feedback. You can type your question in there. It will pop up magically on my computer, and then I'll know that you have a question or a comment for Robin about the show. Now, Robin, your new book is Reshaping Reality, Creating Your Life. What does reshaping reality mean? How do I even get my arms around it? It's huge.
It is huge. And you know, it really means that you're going to shake your spirit awake, and you're going to stop all these limiting beliefs and these self-defeating patterns and these cycles of dysfunction that you've faced, and you're going to change them. You're going to shift them into something positive and motivational and purposeful. And it's really about exactly what it says, reshaping your reality. Because, you know, our perspective, we've lived a perspective for so long and seen everything through the same perspective. So when we're reshaping, we're able to open our eyes to a bigger picture, to a bigger life, to a bigger everything. And so it's really about shifting that.
Mm-hmm. My youngest son, who is 9, has been watching this documentary called How the Universe Works. I can't understand the documentary, but he can. But one of the things that I get from that is that what we see, what we perceive as real, what we tell ourselves is really there, is often an illusion. There's so much more going on that we're not aware of. And I wonder if that's part of how we can open up to begin to reshape our reality.
Yeah, absolutely. It is about being open, and it's about learning new things, and it's about realizing that you're not a product of your childhood or your finances or where you live. And so many times, I live in a really small town. There's like 384 people here, and all the time I hear the same excuse. Well, we're from a small town, so I can't do that. You could do that, but I could never do something like that. And I think, wow, how long have you been programmed with that? And it's time to break that. And that's just so important to me in the work that I do, is showing people and telling people you can break those cycles and you can break these limiting beliefs, because the world is huge and it's at your fingertips. It's just standing up, claiming it, and becoming the driver in your own life.
Yeah. Well, and as you step forward, I'm getting all excited now. I'm ready to reshape my reality. But as you step forward with that too, it's okay to take a tiny, tiny step and just test to see if this is true. Let's say I replace that fear-based thought with one of love. Let's say I do something generous. Let's say I write down the steps to get to the goal, and then I actually take the first step. As you do that, people find out that not only does the world not come crashing down around them, they could have done it earlier, right? Nothing changes except that it gets better.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you watch people, and I deal with this all the time with client, like, you know, one-on-one sessions and stuff, where they're so scared to step outside of that box. They're so scared about what people are going to say. And like you said, you know, they're scared that they're just not going to get there. And it's really all about starting, right? You have to take that first step. And I agree, it could be a baby step. It can be the tiniest thing. You know, I'm not telling everyone, oh, run out and quit your job tomorrow if you don't like it. I'm saying start working towards changing that job or changing your relationship or whatever you're focusing on, you know, whatever area of your life you need to reshape. You know, let's start taking the steps, because like you say, one step can change everything. One little act can start the ball rolling, and then you're like, ooh, I'm good at this. This is awesome. And I'm going to continue on. And don't be doubtful if you fall back, because like I said, I do it. Everybody does it. We all have those moments where we slip and we have to pull ourselves back out of it and go, you know, I mean, I go into a pity party and I got the party hat on and everything, and I'm quick to take it off, jump on it and go, okay, no, there's no time for this. You know, life is too big. Life is too amazing. I'm not wasting this privilege of being here. So let's get moving.
Yep. And to be loving with yourself as you do that too. I will often, you know, set the timer and go, okay, I've got about 3 minutes here. I'm going to have a really big tantrum. And you know what I mean? I'm just going to be as big of an obnoxious baby as I can possibly be, and petty and greedy and whatever. And then when the timer goes off, then I'm kind of pull it together and try to move on. So yes. And I think that I'm kind of drawn back to what we were talking about in the first segment. We were talking about the uncertainty that can be in the life of a child when they are in the care of adults who aren't able to care for them properly, where there is violence, there is abuse, there is addiction, there is emotional dysfunction. How can you help people who have taken that uncertainty into their own adult lives? How can you help them then get the confidence to move forward and know that it's going to be okay?
Well, you know, the best thing, like I always tell you, I can't change you. You have to want to change yourself. Like, I am here extending my hand, and I will share every tool and everything I have, every part of me, with you to show you that you can do it and to help you any way I can. I mean, I am more than willing. I can't even, there's not enough emotion I can put into those words to tell you that I am so ready to help. But you have to want to do that yourself. So you have to be ready. You have to just really want to do it. You know, you have to be really ready to step out of that cycle of dysfunction. And I know, because I have two sisters, I have a younger sister and an older sister, and they both are repeating the cycle, you know, exactly the same. It's like down to the dysfunction, the homelessness, you name it, it's there, the abuse, all of it. And so I say to them, you know, this is your life. You know, it doesn't matter what mom did, and it doesn't matter how you've lived to this point in your life. You have the choice right now to take a hold of it and step out of it. And I know it wasn't easy when we were kids, and you know, I can relate to them because we all grew up exactly the same and always together. You know, it wasn't like we got separated or anything. And so for me, a person who's bringing that uncertainty into their own life, they really need to know that they can change it, because some people don't know that. Some people think that this is just destiny, this is the way it's going to be, and there's nothing they can do about it. And I want to stand up and scream from the rooftops and tell them, no, you do not have to repeat these cycles. If your parents did it, your grandparents, their grandparents, you know, it can go back hundreds of generations, but you call the shots. Wow. And I just think that that's most important for these people who feel uncertain, and they bring it into their lives, and they're repeating the cycle. And I mean, it gets frustrating, like with my own sisters, because I could just grab them and shake them, but I can't force it. You know, all I can do is share with them, and like I just said, now tell them, you have this life. I mean, I get so excited about it because I feel like it's a privilege. You know, if we only get 100 years, which, I mean, that's living till you're old to be 100, you have a lot to do in that small amount of time. And that's to waste it feeling sorry for yourself or being a victim or, you know, oh, poor me, circumstance to life. No, you get your hands dirty in your life. This is yours.
Wow.
It's time.
Now you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Robin Marvel, and we'll be right back after this.
Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest is Robin Marvel, and we're talking about how you can choose right now, in this moment, to overcome your negative patterns and step forward with more positivity, more generosity, more love to create the life you desire. Robin's new book is Reshaping Reality, Creating Your Life. It's available on Amazon.com. You can even get it on your Kindle. And you can find out more about Robin and her work at robinmarvel.com. Now, Robin, with this, this hour has gone by so quickly, and I'm wondering what is the most important thing? What's kind of your ultimate message? What do you want those people listening now to know about how they can move forward in their lives?
Okay, I really want people to know that they are not a product of their childhood or a product of their circumstance, that they can really own their life and do anything they want. And I think it's so important to tell people that because they might not know. Not everyone has someone in their life that tells them they can do that. A lot of people have just been in the state for so long, and the parents are in the cycle, and they're in the cycle, and the grandparents are in the cycle, so there's nobody there standing up and going, you know what, you own your life, you're the creator, you can reshape any part of it that you want. It's time to stand up and quit living that past, rip those pages out of the story, and start writing in your own story.
Now, I saw on your site that that you also do work with chakras, with the energy centers of the body. And when I look at people who are feeling stuck, a lot of times that's an issue that I see in the first and the third, the root and in the solar plexus. I'm wondering, when you're working with clients one-on-one, are you looking at them energetically in that way too? Are you looking at it from a point of view of checking in on where their energy is?
Well, absolutely. I really focus on mind, body, and self. And mm-hmm. So I think that with the body, it's very important that you have a positive energy flow within yourself in order to have the maximum integrated whole. So absolutely, I think it's very important to focus on wherever the blockages are, and mind, body, and self.
Mm-hmm. And as you're looking at clients who are coming to you with these issues, is there a particular place where those old beliefs or old patterns are held energetically?
Yes, in the root chakra. I found that that's really where we carry most of our, you know, our, most of our childhood and all of these things that we're, you know, we're kind of holding on to and squeezing in that perfect little energy center and blocking it all up and creating our issues.
I often think of that, of the root chakra, as the place that addresses what right do I have to be here? Am I taking up too much space? Am I allowed to breathe the air here? That a lot of those issues come into the root as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great place just for people to start, is with their root chakra.
Is there something you can share with us that we could do right now to maybe help clear a little bit of energy around, around that root, a visualization or an idea?
Yeah, I will share the chakra size with it. And chakra sizes are a set of seven exercises that I created that really help get the positive energy flowing. And I do a lot of workshops and stuff. And they're all included in all of my books. And it's just a great way, easy way, effective way to get positive energy flowing. Mm-hmm. What I have people do is to lay flat on the floor on your back with your arms at your side and lift your bottom up. And I repeat, I am connected with the earth, as an affirmation for that chakra. And that really helps to get the positive energy flowing. Focus on that. I mean, you can focus on that chakra too with the red coloring, the circling, you know, things like that. And I just, I think that really helps people to focus there and start clearing those blockages.
Mm-hmm. And even the practice of being grounded, I'm thinking of how I may feel like I can't go forward because somebody's going to come in and yell at me that I'm doing it wrong, and how do I dare even to take this step anyway? Just that sense of being grounded, of bringing yourself back to center, of being connected with the earth, of understanding that you are held in safety and in love, that you're held divinely, that you are a spiritual being. Yes, you've chosen a human incarnation and you're having a spiritual, and you're having a spiritual experience in a physical body, but remembering to return to center can be a big help when you are trying to plan your next positive move, even if it's a very small step.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, I can tell you, when I'm frustrated or I'm feeling scared or anything, when I take the time to center, like you say, you take a few minutes, take a deep breath, or even do a chakra size or whatever works for you, it has a huge impact on your state of mind instantly, at least for my experience.
Well, and they may be things that people can be doing during their day-to-day lives. When you're in the store and the person's being snotty to you, and then you see then you're leaving the store going, how could they? I don't understand. Why is everyone picking on me? That you can take a breath, that you can focus maybe on the root, or you can focus on bringing yourself to center so that you can change your experience, that instead of reacting in that old fear-based pattern, you can react from a place of love for yourself and kind of, and generosity. I know we only have a couple minutes left. I'm wondering, Robin, you said that there are family members now who are continuing those patterns. How do you set boundaries so that you don't get pulled back in, but you can still be supportive?
Well, it's very easy. It was hard for a long time, but once I learned and got up my strength with it, and I really struggled with it, but I've come to the point now where I respect myself and honor myself more than that to live that lifestyle. And although I love my family members with all of my heart, I have to draw the line. You know, I have to do what's best for my health and for my safety and for my positive living and for the positive living of my children. And so I refuse to let those people bring me down. And that's something that's so cool about reshaping your life and gaining control of your life, is you are not you don't really get, you don't get sent off balance because of somebody else trying to bring in their energy garbage. You know, you're able to really set that line and go, okay, I love you, but you're not going to be a constant in my life because you don't respect yourself, let alone you can't respect me. So all I can do is be that listening ear and be that, you know, send you confidence. And when I get a phone call because somebody's going through a dramatic situation, I'm open to loving them and helping them and saying, you're great and you need to step out of this. But what they do with it after that is really up to them. So for me, drawing boundaries has just been, I love you very much, but you can't be a constant in my life because I love myself that much that I'm not going to live like that.
That is good stuff. Robin, thank you so much for being on the show today. I appreciate it very much, and thank you for sharing.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been great.
Wonderful. That was Robin Marvel. She is an inspirational speaker and an author. Her new book is Reshaping Reality, Creating Your Life. You can find out more about the book, find out more about Robin, find out how you can connect with her at robinmarvel.com. Now, that's all the time we have for today. Please visit fogcitypsychic.com. Go ahead, click on everything. You're not going to break it. Well, I hope you don't break it. Don't break it. If you'd like to join me for the online gallery reading on Saturday, May 26th, go ahead and hop on it. It's a small group and it fills quickly. And if that resonates with you, if you'd like a fun Saturday afternoon of getting a mini reading and laughing your head off and having fun, go over and check that out at fogcitypsychic.com. Next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, Amethyst Wildfire will be my guest. She'll be talking about connecting with your divine destiny. Thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world. And a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit fogcitypsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to fogcitypsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit fogcitypsychic.com and book your reading today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City. CitySolveUrbanRace.com.